Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I am so excited because coming up at 1 o'clock right here on the Shaletta Show, we have a Fluence Media Forum on financial empowerment, financial literacy, and financial freedom. It's sponsored by Minnesota Credit Union, and we are going to talk about money in the African-American community. Why are there no banks and credit unions in North Minneapolis? We're hoping to change that. How can we build generational wealth? We're going to talk about that too. Because you can't truly be free if your money's funny. What kind of freedom do you have if you're broke? And how do you get those opportunities? And if you don't get them, how do you make them? That's coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to be talking to some amazing guests and having some real difficult conversations about financial literacy, financial freedom on Juneteenth. You know, one of the things that I've been doing since George Floyd died was at least once a week. I go out with a group of African-American children's book authors led by Crown Shepherd, the author of Black Boy, Black Boy, and we pass out our children's books to white families who are coming to George Floyd Square with their children to give them diverse reading options and to talk to them about how to be an ally. And the kids are so grateful, and the parents are so overwhelmed that when they come out there just to commemorate and remember the life of this man and how he died, and they're talking to their kids about living in this historic moment, we're there to give them a book so they don't go home empty-handed. And we've given away thousands of books, and we are all self-published authors, so this money is coming directly out of our pockets. But it's our price to pay for training the next generation of allies. And so when I saw Bill Pfluger, he is the director and co-director and founder of Before Racism. And I read about his program and how it is helping educate young people, really young kids, about racial identity and racial intolerance. I thought our passions are so aligned that I had to invite him on the show. And he is here with me today on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Bill, thank you so much for being on the special Juneteenth edition of the Shaletta Show.
Well, Shaletta, thank you so much for inviting me, particularly on this Juneteenth. I'm honored to be one of your guests.
Now, talk to me about Before Racism, because you're a white guy, Bill. Let's just go ahead. People might not really recognize
it.
Right? They might not really see it, you know, because we're on the radio. They might not be able to hear it. But you're a white guy. And you started Before Racism, a program that educates young kids about racial identity and racial inequity to teach them how to be better allies. What's the story behind that?
Well, thank you for asking. Let me give you a bit background. First of all, my hats go off to all of your listeners and many others for the good work they're doing in the community in the area of diversity and inclusion. You know, wonderful work, and keep it up, and it's important. At the same time, I believe it's time to focus on what we call the next frontier for the prevention of the development of bias and racism. Prevention, not turning around attitudes that are one way, but preventing it in the first way, before it takes root in the minds and hearts of very young children, which is really the purpose and the vision for Before Racism, to prevent the development of overt and covert racism in very young children ages 1 to 5. Now, you might ask, as Gilletta said, what's this older white guy doing in this? Good question. Well, I've been involved in actions and programs designed to counter the development of bias and racism for a lot of years. Goes back to the march with Martin Luther King and Selma and Montgomery in 65. I was an exchange student at all-black Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina, vice chair of the Minneapolis Urban League, chair of Savathne Community Center, one of the founders of Utah McClay's Twin Cities Rise and Jeremiah program. So I've been deeply involved in these things in the community for a long time. And I was thinking, like a lot of us white guys or white people, that we had made a lot of progress. Well, then we had the killing of Trayvon Martin in 2012, the acquittal of George Zimmerman in 2013, the horrible murder of Michael Brown's killing in Ferguson in 14, then the founding of Black Lives Matters movement in 14, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all remember these things, don't we?
Yes, we
Obama
do.
Obama was confronted, if you recall, by an angry voice to say, nothing has changed. What are you going to do about it? And he said, you know, I remember this so clearly, seeing this on TV. He said in his, you know, classic calm way, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, a lot has changed in the last 50 years. However, much more needs to be done. That really struck me. Okay, what would be the next thing? The question in my mind, what would be the next thing? What is going on is all good and has made a difference, but unto itself, it's not sufficient. It doesn't mean it's bad, it's just not sufficient. So after doing a lot of research and conversations with people, I observed that really a majority of the change, in my estimation, was related to overt racism. So we worked together with blacks and whites and other persons of color. We went to school together. We could even live in the same parts of town somewhat. We shopped in the same stores, restaurants, et cetera. Things were great, right? Well, not fully. What was behind the issue really is covert racism, how a person thinks about someone that's different than them, that kind of inside out. So where then to focus this work? Well, focus it on the very youngest children, ages 1 to 5, working on preventing the disease of bias, which turns ultimately into racism, from developing. Find the, if you will, COVID-19 vaccine, if you will, for these very little people. So I found, of course, that there were many good efforts going on that, you know, like the diverse reading materials, Shaletta, that you talked about being available, toys, different programs, but there was no comprehensive, integrated, focused program that we could find. I mean, we talked to a lot of the experts in the field. Lots of pieces, but no comprehensive, integrated, focused program. So we set out to develop such a program, which we call Before Racism. Now, the program really has 4 key premises.
Mm-hmm.
Children are not born racist. None of us are, period. 2, children begin to notice differences, make judgments, and develop biases at a very young age. That's a fact, research-based. 3, white people need to step up and assume greater responsibility to prevent the development of racism and perpetuating anti-blackness. 400 plus years ago, we started this whole thing, if you will. We need to continue to do what we can and do more, I'm saying, and in this particular way, I'm suggesting. 4, that Before Racism content is going to be informed and shaped in consultation with BIPOC communities with a particular focus on anti-blackness. So those are 4 premises that are underpinning to this. A couple of other points. There are 4 audiences here. There's the children, the 1 to 5-year-olds, little people, as I call them, and they're 2 distinct groups. There's the 6-month to 2-plus-year group and the 3 to 5-year-olds. they have different cognitive and social emotional skills in those two. You know, of course, the 6 months, the 2 years, that's pre-language largely. And then when language kicks in, it's a different ballgame. Secondly, the classroom teacher. Some people think the classroom teacher is the most influential. Thirdly is the parent. Some people think the parent is the most influential. Now, how can you tell a parent that they're not influential? They are. They're the kid's first teacher. But alone, that's not sufficient usually. And then the fourth audience is the actual classroom environment. So the child, the teacher, the parent, and the environment. So this program is about the integration and working with all four of those audiences across 5 years. Think of your child in an early child care, child preschool setting over a period of 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That going on. Now, the curriculum itself would be day-to-day in the classroom for all 5 years. Development is currently underway, we're happy to report, with our design partner, Six Red Marbles. Don't you love that name?
I love it.
With major input from subject matters in the field. Now, one other thing about the curriculum, it's based on the integration of science and practice. So it's not just practice, it's not just science. It's cognitive and neuroscience. Both of those sciences tell us a lot about how little people actually learn and retain things, plus the best practices in the field. People that are actually in the academic world in this area, people that are in child development centers on the floor with these kids every day. So it's the integration of that. So it's trying to put together a comprehensive, integrated, and focused program that's implemented over the first 5 years of a child's life. So
that is amazing. How do we get that done? That is amazing. Well, that you bring it all together and you focus on these kids. And, you know, I was jokingly saying it to somebody the other day, but I meant it with all my heart. Some of us just got to die off. Ain't no hope for some of us. We got to die off. You know, we just not some of us old folks, we ain't going to change no matter how hard somebody tries. But you are doing such great work with getting to the children and giving them the tools they need so that we won't have to try to fight the same fight that we're fighting today 50 years from now.
Well, that's the dream here. The dream here, the vision here is that within 15 years, we'll be in every early childhood child development center across the United States. Impacting 25 million children a year, 25 million kids a year. Now, we're hardly started. So accuse me of being grandiose, guilty as charged, but this is what's before us. And I'm saying quite clearly, too, as I said at the beginning, let's keep up the other work. Mm-hmm. The diversity and inclusion people working with, you know, old folks like me and trying to get my head turned around straight around these kinds of things and understanding different cultures and that, keep it up. It has made a difference. But that unto itself is not sufficient. So let's go at the youngest. It's so much cheaper to prevent than it is to correct.
Okay, now folks are listening and they're saying, okay, I like what Bill is saying. How can I get in touch with the folks at Before Racism? How can I sign up? How can I be a partner? How can I get it into my school, classroom, daycare, children's church? What can they do?
Thank you for asking. So first of all, let me be perfectly clear here. This program is in the development stage at the moment. We will put in place pilots in multiple sites in the Twin Cities at the beginning of next year. So we're working on the research is being pulled together in terms of the key findings that I was mentioning about the very science part and the practitioner part. We're working, just starting our work with Six Red Marbles to actually blow out what the actual quote curriculum is going to be and the mechanisms for making that available to teachers and to parents and to the children, if you will, and the environment that they're in. So that is, we're a work in progress. We're a startup. We have a clear vision. We're growing in numbers support. So that's where we're at. What what I would suggest is that folks go to our website, www.beforeracism.org, just to learn more about the program, the people on our board of advisors. There's a tab called Research Resources. You can read about some of the research in this field that supports this. Pass it on to friends and family you think might be interested. And secondly, we really need your financial support. Now, we had some amazing things. Something, Shaletta, happened that just blew me away. We did a crowdfunding initiative over the last month around Before Racism in the community.
Yeah.
And we started out with a goal of $25,000, and we ended up with achieving $100,000.
Wow.
From 180 people in the community who said, I want to get behind this. Well, we need another $100,000 to finish out this year, and we need $550,000 to pay for this pilot proof of concept phase for the next 2 years. So we still have significant financial needs. There's a tab you can press to make a donation, and any donation of any size is gratefully, gratefully received.
And, you know, I've been telling folks where to go, you know, today. You need to go here. You need to go there. Take your family here. Take your family there. You know, but folks who want to put their money where their mouth is, folks who have dollars to donate, they can log on to the website, beforeracism.org, and try to help create young allies. Bill, thank you so much for the work that you are doing and for being here on Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, and happy Father's Day to those in your world as well. And let me just put two other things. We are looking at other potential pilot sites in the Twin Cities. So if somebody is interested that's listening, go to our website. You can leave a message to that effect. And lastly, other community organizations that would be interested in partnering with us in some way, they can do that as well. Thank you so much, Shaletta.
Oh, Bill, I'm so glad we had the opportunity to share your information and to let folks know that a program like yours is coming. A change is going to come, and we hope that change starts with you.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.